What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Lime Films Podcast. It's been some time. We've been away for a while, but we're back. I'm Jay Lyon, and with me is the man, the myth, the legend, Rob Sampson.
The myth?
You're a myth.
Okay.
The man, the myth, the legend.
If that's what you want to call me.
You're not physically here, so you're the myth.
All right, I can see that.
All right. So, as you could probably guess from that, we're not in the same room. Rob's in Ohio. I'm here in good old Massachusetts, so we're doing this via internet video phone call. Well, not video, voice phone call.
Yep, still in Ohio.
Still in Ohio. But you're coming home end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
To celebrate good old Memorial Day.
Yep.
But we will not be podcasting because you're only home for the weekend.
Right.
But in June, you will be home and we will do our Star Wars Spectacular.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's start it off. Let's talk trailers. I know. Listeners, forgive us. We're a little behind. We haven't done a podcast in a month, so we're picking up from where we left off. Thor Ragnarok. What did you think?
Awesome.
I mean, it looks way better than the Dark World. It looks like it's got lots of humor. The action looks great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just that scene where the Hulk shows up at the end is just so good.
Mm-hmm. I like that it's in like its own universe, and not like trying to pretend like there's superheroes in like the real world. You know what I mean?
Oh, because it's on Asgard and all the other. The realms, the other seven realms.
Mm-hmm.
This is weird. And we see Thor, actually. I think he loses all his powers and his hammer.
Yep.
I think he's fighting for his life, and then he has to fight the Hulk, which that's going to be great.
Yeah. I know him. He's a friend from work.
That is the best. We know each other. He's a friend from work. Oh, it's so good. All right. And of course, we got to touch base on The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you say about that? I mean, it just looks awesome.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And there's so many people freaking out at that line that Mark Hamill throws out at the end of the trailer. Where he says, I think it's time for the Jedi to end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that they do that on purpose. Like, I don't think that's really, like, he really feels. I think we're going to see him in the beginning. He's worn down. You know, Kylo Ren murdered all the other students. So I think he just wants to not train anybody. I think that's why he's saying, I think it's time for the Jedi to end.
Yeah, and then at the end, they're going to be like, all right, we need to build an army. And then the next three movies are going to start.
Yeah. And obviously, he starts training Rey because we see it in the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We still don't know the fate of Finn. It's the only time we see him, he's in like a cryo tube or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he goes to LV-426 and gets eaten by a facehugger.
On that note, Alien Covenant, I know you got some issues you want to talk about.
Yeah, like how they reveal all their plot points in trailers. I mean, they've released like over 10 minutes worth of footage in the trailers. And they've given away like some serious stuff. Like, we know that Dr. Shaw is in it. We know that she died. We know that we're going to find out how she died. We know that Walter released black goo to kill all the engineers. Because, and that this new movie is going to tie into Prometheus with that. And it's like, I'm not, when I go see the movie, it's like, I'm not going to be judging it by like the story. I'm just going to be like sitting there the whole time. Like, well, I already know the story. So like, I hope the effects are good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It looks awesome. I haven't watched any of the like they have full theatrical trailers, but I've seen all the TV spots now, and I think it looks awesome. I actually kind of want to see it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be good, but I mean, they kind of ruined it for me.
That's the thing with trailers. They're giving away too much now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving on. Should movies go fully digital and no longer have discs?
I mean, why not?
I mean, I buy Blu-rays now, and like, I put in the code, and I never like touch the disc again.
Yeah,
but there's something about having the physical copy that I like. I don't know what it is.
But I mean, I don't even have a DVD player. My computer doesn't even have a disk drive on it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't think anybody wants to, like, get up off their couch and, like, change disks when, like, you know, like, imagine if someone's, like, instead of... You know, when you binge watch Netflix, you just like click a button and go to the next episode.
Oh, you're talking to the king of that.
Nobody wants to like get up off their couch and put in disc 2 to watch the next 4 episodes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
it's getting obsolete.
Dude, I'm so lazy at Netflix, like I don't even push the button. I just wait for the countdown to start the next episode.
Yeah, right.
Like, once the credits start rolling, it's like, next episode will start, and it starts at, like, 8 and counts down. I'm like, I'll wait the 8 seconds.
Yeah, you just get up and get a drink, stretch your legs.
Yeah. Yeah, either way, that's the way it's going to go. Probably in the next 5 years, I would say you won't see any discs.
Nope.
All right. Now, this one, I really stand behind this next topic. Should you be able to watch movies at home on demand while they're still in theaters?
Yeah.
I think you should. I mean, I don't mind paying the same price to sit at home and watch the movie and not have to deal with anyone else around me, people talking on their phone.
Yeah.
You know, looking at their phones, I mean, like, and the dog to see the time.
Yeah. Like, people argue that, like, you know, maybe the theater experience is better. You know what I mean? But, like, what if you just want to watch the movie? You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't think theaters will ever fully die out. I mean, purists are still going to go to the movie. Like, I would go to Star Wars every time in the theater.
People who like the theater experience will go to the theater. But if somebody just wants to watch the movie, they should be able to just watch the movie.
My biggest pet peeve in a theater is when you go in there, you're either going to be super hot or it's going to be freaking ice cold.
Yeah.
They can never regulate a good temp in a theater.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And has technology made it harder to write horror films?
I mean, yes and no. Because, I mean... You know, movies are just stories, you know what I mean? It's like a good movie is just a good story. It's like you just have to tell a story where that won't be ruined by the fact that somebody has a cell phone.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard because like the technology is in our pocket. Everything we need to have access to is there. So it's hard to be isolated.
Mm-hmm. So like you can't... maybe it's harder to write like a slasher film, but I mean, that's just because it's not relevant anymore, I guess, because everybody's got cell phones. It's not scary anymore.
Yeah, it really isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a good horror movie in so long, like a slasher movie. It's always like a good suspense thriller.
Yeah, because a good horror movie has to be about something that you're scared of. You know what I mean?
There's a movie on Netflix that I watched. It's a slasher movie, but the way they told the story, the technology almost didn't matter. Because this guy was stalking this girl, but the girl was deaf.
Oh.
So she didn't know he was even there half the time. So he was able to like sneak in her house and like steal her phone, and she had no idea.
That's creepy.
And she's sitting on her laptop, and he's taking pictures of her on her phone, with her phone, and sending them to her, to her laptop.
What? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good movie.
She like, See, like, that's what I mean. Like, you just have to write a movie that, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, to write a good horror
I know what you mean.
You just have to write about something people are scared of.
Yeah. And that movie is called Hush, for anyone listening who wants to check it out.
Okay.
So let's put that out there for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I go through the horror section on Netflix all the time, and so much of it is crap.
Yep.
Oh, which I get to tell you this story. It's really funny. The other day, I think it was last week, your parents were over our house. And your dad said, "Hey, I watched a really good movie this week. It's called Point Break." And I was like, "Oh!" I was like, "Oh, you watched Point Break? Yeah." He's telling me about it, and I'm like, "It's not making sense." And he goes, "Yeah, it's good."
Was it the remake?
It was the remake. And I was like, "Oh!" I was like, "That's shit." Yeah. So I gave him the original. I gave him the Blu-ray of the original. I was like, "Nah, you need to watch this. This is way better."
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'm gonna talk to him later today. I would hopefully he watched it.
That's funny.
I wanted to tell you about that, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "Oh, it was really good." Then I found out I was like, "No. No, that's not good." I was like, "Hang on." I walked over to my stack of movies. I was like, "Here, watch this. This is better."
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. All right. So do you have a show from your childhood that you think should be rebooted?
I mean, not really, because I'm not a kid anymore. I don't watch kid shows.
I'm saying from your childhood, like that was on when you were a kid, that you think could be like retold and like kind of what Power Rangers did. Like they made it darker.
I mean, I miss SpongeBob.
You miss SpongeBob?
It's still on.
I don't know if SpongeBob's still on. I don't know. That's a good question. Your sister's in the other room, and she's whispering, "Blue's Clues."
Yeah.
He just said, "Yeah." That'd be
I
weird.
Think I'm good with learning. I think I'm good with learning my numbers.
Just make it more real and gritty. Like have Steve just really messed up on LSD. Like that's why he sees the dog. Dog's not really there.
Yeah, but that's, like, depressing. I don't want to watch that.
So is the show if you watch it as an adult.
I don't want to watch my, like, childhood hero go crazy. But, like, I like SpongeBob, and even though it's still on, it's not, like, it's not the same as it was. It's like, really, like, just, like, dopey kids humor now. But before... Like, back in the early 2000s, it was, like, really good. It was actually pretty good comedy. Like there were some really witty jokes in it.
Oh, yeah. We both loved the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Which you never found the disc of, right?
I don't think so.
How'd you lose SpongeBob?
I don't know. I had a digital copy. It wouldn't be a problem.
Right? Oh, throwback. So if they redid SpongeBob, they'd have to do it digitally, like not cartoon. I think they should do it computer generated and have it look a little more realish.
Why? It's a sponge. How real can you make?
No, I don't mean to like kind of like more 3D, like trying to think what I'm trying to.
No. It doesn't need to look real, it just needs to be funny.
I'm not saying real. Like family real. I'm trying to think of a good example.
Like
almost like a Toy Story-ish kind of thing.
3D? Nah.
You don't think so?
Because Toy Story is set in, like, the real world. Like, they're not just characters. They're, like, toys. SpongeBob's a sponge. But...
are you listening to the argument you're making right now?
Being a sponge isn't, like, important to his character. He doesn't have to look like a real sponge. He just has to be a character. Doesn't matter what he looks like.
Oh, I love that. It's like, yeah, but Toy Story, they're toys. SpongeBob's a sponge.
Yeah, but like being a sponge.
That was such a great argument.
But I mean, like, being a sponge isn't important to his character.
I know,
he just has to be a character.
Alright. So mine would be I really would love to see a remake of this. It was a show in the 70s called not that I was a kid in the 70s, I was born until 84. But I watched it as a kid. Mm-hmm. It was The Greatest American Hero. Did I ever show you that show?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I gotta show it to you. It's about this high school teacher. And he gets stranded in the desert. And aliens come and they give him a super suit.
What?
Yeah, he gets like a super suit. Like he puts it on. It looks like a Superman kind of style suit. And he's invincible. Like basically all the powers of Superman. Like he can fly, all this other stuff. But what's funny is when he's walking to get back to civilization, he loses the instructions. So the whole time he doesn't know how to use the suit, and it's really funny.
Just Google it.
well, damn it. See, there's the technology ruining movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's flying, you can't control, he's like slamming into buildings and stuff.
Mm-hmm. They don't have, like, an online PDF you can just download?
That'd be great for the end of the reboot, like, when they tell them that. I lost the instruction manual. You can just go to the website. Someone should have told me that before. All right. Moving on to the top five. Can you name five classic movies that are... everyone calls classics that would people be surprised you haven't seen.
All right, you go first.
All right. And you tell me if you've seen them. Don't mind. I'll tell you if I've seen yours. I'm pulling a page out of your book. They're not in any particular order.
Okay.
I have one for Scarface.
I've seen parts of it.
I've seen parts of it too. I've never seen the whole thing.
Front to back.
Yeah, me neither.
I think I've seen the whole thing in pieces, but I've never seen it like front to back.
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces. I've never seen the whole thing start to finish. The parts I've seen just didn't hold my attention.
Yeah.
I probably just seen like the worst parts too.
It's a good movie.
And this was like for a real film buff. Like this is a movie every film buff should see, and I haven't. And that's Gone with the Wind.
I've never seen it either.
Yeah. I don't know. It's never captured my fancy to watch it. I've never been like, you know, I need to see that. It just hasn't been interest to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a book. You don't read a book that you're not interested in.
That's a good point.
You don't have to watch movies you're not interested in.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm pretty sure you've seen the next one, 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yep. But when I watched it, I had no idea what was going on, so I should probably watch it again.
We just know that line: "Open the pod bay doors, Hal."
Yeah, it's like the only line in the movie.
It's the only line anyone knows.
It's all visual.
It really is. That's Stanley Kubrick for you. Everything's all visuals.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, I've seen the remakes. I've never seen the 30s original King Kong.
Neither have I.
I've seen a couple of the remakes. I've never seen the original. The next one, I know you have seen, because we've talked about this. Alien.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I probably need to watch it. Yeah. I think I have to, because you bring it up a lot, so I think I need to dive into it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to dive into Alien, you need to dive into Rocky.
Alien's good because like it's a sci-fi, but it's more like on the horror side.
That's why I've heard a lot of things about it. It's like more of a horror movie.
That's why I'm excited for Covenant because it looks like it's kind of getting back to the m more heavily on horror.
All right, what's your top five?
Well, my first one is The Godfather.
That's another one I really haven't seen. I've seen most of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
And I am a godfather, so I should watch it.
Oh, that's right. That should have been one of your gifts for when you became Lexi's godfather. We should have got you the Godfather, not just the shirt.
The digital copy.
The digital copy. Touche, my friend, touche.
My second one is Rocky.
I thought you
That's
saw the
another
first
one
one.
I saw pieces of it, but I've never watched it like front to back.
Oh.
And then all the other ones, I've only like seen pieces of some of them.
We got franchises we need to trade off.
What?
I said we have franchises we need to trade off.
And then my third one is Indiana Jones.
What? You haven't seen the Indiana Jones movies?
I've seen The Crystal Skull, but I know that's not
Oh.
like a real Indiana Jones movie.
I am so sad for you. Like beyond belief sad. We need to remedy that problem.
Okay.
Good thing people don't know where you live in Ohio. They'd be sending you all kinds of hate mail.
No, just send me a DVD.
There you go. Send me the DVD so I can check them out. What else you got?
How many was that? Three?
I thought that was four.
So the next one, I guess, is Top Gun.
Oh, dude, I'm letting you borrow that.
Never seen that one front to back.
That's such a good movie.
I just know the highway to the danger zone.
Bam, bam,
That's all I know.
that was before Val Kilmer became Batman and got huge, insanely overweight. Did you have another one, or is that your whole list?
That's all I can think
Yeah, I
of.
think that was a whole five. All right, so that wraps it up. Like, it's a short episode, but at least we got something out there. It's been a month since we actually put anything up. But things have been crazy.
A little bit.
So I guess that's gonna end it up for today. So be sure to head over to iTunes, like and rate and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook at Lion Films and Twitter at Lion Films Pod. That's it. You got anything else to add?
The
The end. All right, then. We'll talk to you
That's
guys
all,
next.
folks.
That should be at the end of every podcast. You just doing that impersonation. Yee-ba-dee-ba-dee, that's all, folks. All right, until next time, guys. We'll see you later.